Hey there, it's Liz Garcia, and welcome to another episode of your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness Quiz at TrumpetOfTruthTV.com or on the podcast at TrumpetOfTruthRadio.com. And this week's quiz is on the topic of spiritual leaders and teachers from the historic past. And today's quiz is, who is of highest consciousness? Is it Mahatma Gandhi, Rumi, the Persian poet, or Pope John Paul II? Now, just so you know, of higher consciousness does not mean better. Of higher consciousness is just someone who's operating from a higher understanding of truth, spiritual truths, and operating from a very high level of consciousness where there is power to affect change in the world. So I'm going to read a little bit, have a little history lesson about each one of these guys so that you can sit with this and feel it through. And they're all of higher consciousness, just so you know. And one is not better than another, because super high consciousness can affect change in the world, but as an individual, you may not get it. You know, when you start, like if you read Power versus Force, many people have a hard time getting it because it's of super high consciousness and understanding. So let's start with Mahatma Gandhi. Just get a little bit of history about Mahatma from Wikipedia. He was born in 1869 and died in 1948. So he was born about at the time of the Civil War, which is pretty interesting. He was an anti-colonial nationalist because at the time the British colonies ruled India. He was a political ethicist who employed nonviolent resistance to lead the successful campaign for India's independence from British rule. He's kind of like Martin Luther King, was also known as someone who employed nonviolent resistance. And on a little side note, according to, where did I read this? I think I read it in one of Hawkins' calibrations, or I heard it somewhere. There's something known as the White Brotherhood, which calibrates at, I think, 540 above, which is a spiritual domain. It's a spiritual dimension of souls, I guess. And it's of super high consciousness. And apparently, Gandhi and Martin Luther King were both of this White Brotherhood, which is not, you know, it's not like the Ku Klux Klan at all, but they're known in the spiritual dimension as the White Brotherhood. So Gandhi and Martin Luther King, super interesting. But in any event, so Mahatma Gandhi inspired movements for civil rights and freedom across the world. And he was born and raised in a Hindu family on the west coast of India. So in any event, Mahatma Gandhi, he's the first one we're looking at. Next up is Rumi, and I don't know how to pronounce his proper name because he's Persian, which is known today as Iran, and I have some Persian friends, which I didn't know that, but I do now. So Rumi is known most popularly as Rumi, and he was born in the 13th century in 1207, and he died in 1273. He was a 13th century Persian poet, faqih. I don't know what this means, F-A-Q-I-H. I don't know what that is. He was an Islamic scholar, theologian, and Sufi mystic originally from Greater Khorasan. Apparently that might be a region in Persia at the time. Rumi's influence transcends national borders and ethnic divisions. Iranians, Tajiks, Turks, Greeks, Pashtuns, and other Central Asian Muslims and the Muslims of the Indian subcontinent have greatly appreciated his spiritual legacy for the past seven centuries. Talk about power. If you can influence futures, there's power there for sure. His poems have been widely translated in many of the world's languages and transposed into various formats. He has been described as the most popular poet and the best-selling poet in the United States. Holy crow, and he was born in the 1200s. I'm sure you've seen Rumi's poem. I see his poets all over the internet and quotes and all kinds of good stuff. And just so, well, we'll come back to this in a minute. I'm going to say something else about Rumi when I tell you his consciousness calibration. Now, the last person on our list today is Pope John Paul II. He was a pope from, let's see, he was born in 1920 and died in 2005 and was head of the Catholic Church and sovereign of the Vatican City State from 1978 to 2005. He was a very high consciousness, and thank God you want the leader of the of any major religion to be of higher consciousness. So who do you think is of highest consciousness today, and how would you put them in order? I'm going to give you a second to kind of think about that. Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, Rumi, and Pope John Paul II. How would you put them in order? I'm going to start with the lowest level of consciousness, which is not low at all, is from Rumi, the poet. He calibrates at 550 on the map of consciousness, which is a quantum leap above the level of consciousness known as unconditional love and joy at 540. So that level of consciousness is 10 to the 540th power versus his level, which is 10 to the 550th. That's a quantum leap in power and the understanding of spiritual truths. And it's also, it was interesting to note that the workings of Shakespeare, William Shakespeare, calibrated in the 540s, I think. Super high level of consciousness. No wonder he's so popular even today. He's speaking of high spiritual truths and love. So next up on the map of consciousness in calibrations level is Pope John Paul II calibrates at 570 on the map of consciousness, which is a quantum leap above Rumi and the level known as unconditional love and joy. And just so you know, only 0.4% of the world ever reaches this level of consciousness. Very few people ever reach this level of consciousness. And to reach 600 or above, which is another spiritual gateway, is the land of enlightenment. At last count, there are only 12 people on the planet that calibrated at 600 or above. One of them was Dr. Hawkins. So just to put it into context. Now, the land of sainthood is 575 on the map. So John Paul II, though you would likely feel the energy of sainthood coming from him, he wasn't at the level of saint, but still of a significantly super high level of consciousness. You'd want to hang out with the Pope if he was still alive. Now, again, understand, Rumi and Pope John Paul II are super high levels of consciousness, but there's still a quantum leap between them. And I don't understand the magnitude of that. Those energy fields, those power fields are quantum in nature when you get that high. I mean, if you look at the graph of it, it gets super steep. The higher you get, the steeper that power and energy level get. So this is like, you know, if you got to fill up your tank for gas, this is like filling up the gas of an airplane as opposed to a car. To try to put that power into perspective, I don't know how accurate it is, but I think you get my point. You can fill up your gas tank for your little, you know, VW bug, or you can fill up the gas tank of a 747. That's the type of energy difference we're talking about here. And the ability to offset the negativity of the planet is pretty significant at this level. These people are offsetting the negativity of millions of people, which is huge. Last on the list is Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi calibrated at 760 on the map of consciousness. And, you know, I'm like, how the hell does anyone even operate from that level of consciousness in the world? And I've experienced super high levels of consciousness. This is why I'm so interested in sharing this with you. You know, I've experienced the level that I would understand as being 850 on the map. I can't function at that level in society, in the world. You're just in profound joy, ecstasy, incredible divinity, presence of divinity in God. It's like You don't want to operate in the world, so to speak. So I was always contemplating, how do you operate in the world at this level of consciousness? Like when I read Gandhi's level of consciousness, which by the way is 760 on the map of consciousness, 10 to the 760th power, how on God's green earth can you run a country? Like, and as I'm thinking, you know, when I ask questions, I'll eventually get answers to them. And the apparently there's levels of consciousness that are operational at the high end. So I kind of heard like operating at, there's an operational level of consciousness as opposed to someone who's just all blissed out at those high levels. And Dr. Hawkins was capable, he was operational at super high levels because he was able to teach and lecture and write books and participate in the world. And he was a psychiatrist for many years, incredibly successful psychiatrist. Apparently had one of the biggest psychiatric practices in Manhattan, which, and he's seen tremendous suffering. I mean, imagine New York City, the worst case scenario, showing up at your steps. I mean, you can see him on the street. It's kind of frightening and unbelievable that there's this much suffering. So he's seen it all. So Gandhi was operating at 760, and the level of, he was enlightened. Anything over 600 is enlightened, an enlightened being. And some people poo-poo enlightenment like as a non thing. I'm like, hello, you can have a quantum shift in life, something that's life-changing. Enlightenment is beyond description and understanding, because most of us are not even close to enlightenment. I mean, you know, a little bit of joy every now and then is a nice thing, but enlightenment is a whole other ballgame. And Dr. Hawkins and I too would describe it as something pretty, it's a radical experience. Enlightenment is pretty radical, and I've been there. And I can attest to how radical it is, yet stunningly beautiful and amazing grace. So 700, just so you know, is the level of consciousness of the mystic. And what's interesting about the level of 700 is that there is no block to truth anymore. Truth is coming through loud and clear at 700. And by the way, when you get up above 500, there's like not much of an ego attachment at all. You don't need to pump your chest, look at me, I'm enlightened. You don't do that type of stuff. It's not part of the field. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone. You don't have to, like Dr. Hawkins never shared his level of consciousness because it was a non-issue. Because he's of higher consciousness, kind of just presenting the truth to us without any, his only heartfelt intention was to serve the world and God, period. That's it. So that's this week's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. I hope you find them fun, and they're really intended for you to look at the map, recontextualize your beliefs about everything. Like, where's their power? You may think being angry is powerful. Well, there's power in it, but there's no power to create. It's only destructive energy. And rethink how you live your life if your intention is to raise your level of consciousness and build a better life. So the quizzes are fun because I'm sharing consciousness calibrations from all of Dr. Hawkins' books and other resources. And that's super fun. All right. If you missed today's topic, I talked about acceptance, which you can go check out that video or podcast, wherever you found this one. And next up is today's 101 Ways to Peace. I'm going to share that one today. See you on the other side. And next week, I'm going to talk about spiritual awakenings. I'm not sure what the quiz is yet. So the main topic, though, is spiritual awakenings and 101 Ways to Success. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.